In Egypt, some of the latest violent protests, including the storming of the Israeli embassy in Cairo, have involved groups of hardcore soccer fans. The fans are known as ultras, and they have a long history of clashing with police, although not usually about politics. Then they got involved in Egypt's revolution. And now, as Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo, they're not feeling confined to soccer stadiums.
That's the sound of tens of thousands of fans of one of Egypt's top soccer teams, Al Ahly, railing against police during a game last week. The fans are mocking the rows of police in front of them for being stupid, corrupt, and dishonest. "Get out of our face," part of the chant goes. "Go cook up your case. That's how you operate. Charge me with being a terrorist when all I did was hold a flare and sing Al Ahly." The riot police eventually charged the stands, beating and arresting the fans. Human rights groups and government officials condemned the police's brutality. Soccer hooligans and policemen don't tend to get along in any country. But in Egypt, right now, it's more complicated than that. Ultras, as the ultra fans are called, fought on the front lines of the revolution back in January, something they like to rub in the police's face. Another popular chant says, "We won't forget Tahrir. You took a beating like you haven't had in years." But after years of being on the sidelines, these soccer fans are very much center stage. And a lot of people in Egypt now want to know, who are the ultras? What exactly do they want? That's not so easy to answer. Just this weekend, after marching peacefully in Tahrir, some ultras headed to the Ministry of Interior building and covered it in anti-police and anti-army graffiti. Then they joined a boisterous crowd in knocking down a wall in front of the Israeli embassy. Some broke into the embassy itself. Others marched on nearby police headquarters and participated in bloody clashes that left 3 dead, over 1,000 wounded, and over 100 arrested.
Ultras, it's against everyone. We are talking radical fans. They don't give a to the politics and the stability of Egypt.
A good brawl with the police. That's what the ultras are about, says Mohammed. Mohammed is a self-described anarchist in his mid-20s and the founder of an ultra group. He is from a middle-class, if troubled, background, unlike most ardent fans who, he says, come from poor neighborhoods.
Ultras, it's more than supporting a team. It's like a home for everyone. Because these communities came from a local neighborhood and it's poor, and I never have this kind of support from the other communities. This is my community. They are supporting me.
Being an ultra is a way of life, he says. It's about loyalty, passion, and total devotion to the team. It's also about challenging all authority.
No leaders, no system. We are fighting systems, you know what I mean? Like, we are freedom fighters.
Mohammed says January 28th, the day protesters overwhelmed the police, occupied Tahrir Square, and set Mubarak's party headquarters on fire, was the best day of his life. He wishes the revolution had been more radical, tearing down the old regime entirely. But while ultras came together this weekend to wreak havoc, not all ultras necessarily agree with Mohammed's radical perspective. And right now, many of them are on the defensive after widespread condemnation of this weekend's violence. A member of an ultra group interviewed on a TV talk show this weekend says he and his friends went to Tahrir to protest police brutality and then went home. "We didn't go anywhere near the Israeli embassy," he says. "Some of us are smart." Most ultras seem to have no particular political agenda. For this generation, raised under Mubarak, soccer matches and fights with the police were probably the most meaningful and most exciting parts of their lives. But now they are acting outside the stadium, acting, whether they say so or not, on political beliefs and making political demands. The rest of the country is still trying to figure out whether they're heroes or hooligans. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.